When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we have another dear friend of mine as a guest, Grayson Van Dyke. And we're talking about all things mindset and healthy living when it comes to your perspective on body image and your relationship with food. Grayson is an online coach for women specializing in gut health, nutrition, fitness, and mindset. And she always preaches about living really authentically throughout your life. And it just aligns so well with her personal story because Grayson's journey to becoming a coach and doing everything that she does now and helping all the women that she helps now in her career actually started with her own personal battle with an eating disorder where she had a really bad relationship with food. And the scale, she let her weight dictate her life at a point, and she had a really unhealthy perception of body image. And after years of this struggle, she took her power back and completely changed her life. Since I met her years ago, she is someone that I know personally who has always been extremely passionate about turning your wildest dreams into reality. And it has been so beautiful to witness her doing exactly that. Over the past 5 years, I've seen her through many different seasons of life. And I just have to say, this one is my absolute favorite to witness and to be a small part of. I just love seeing her do what makes her thrive. And I'm really excited for you girls to listen to this episode. You could actually watch this interview on YouTube. And if you're watching right now, if you're watching this intro, seeing me talk, you will see the shirt that I'm wearing is actually my newest For the Girls merch drop. I'm like sitting up so you girls can see it nice and good. It's a little cute baby tee and it says every day is for the girls. This is my third merch drop, but my fourth piece of merch. So drop one was a crew neck. It was a tan crew neck. And then drop two was two crew necks. It was a black crew neck and a gray crew neck. And now we're going the baby tee route, considering it is still like 100 degrees outside. We felt like this one was perfect to drop right now. Definitely not sweatshirt weather. So you girls are going to love this one. Definitely going to want to get your hands on this one. You could head to colormemags.com. And of course, the link is going to be in the show notes to shop. Now, let's get into the interview. Okay, everyone. Welcome, Grayson, to For the Girls. Grayson, I'm so excited to have you. Introduce yourself to the girls and tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, hello. My name is Grayson. I'm going to be 26 in 20 days. It's crazy. Happy Leo season. I live in Tampa, Florida currently. I am an online coach for women. It's specifically in nutrition, mindset, and personal training.
Amazing. How long have you been doing this now?
It'll be 3 years in August.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, time is flying. I've known Grayson for, is it 5 years?
Yeah.
You have come such a long way from the girl that I met to the woman that you are today. Even just looking at you, like aesthetically, like you have grown so much, mentally, physically, like you are such a different person. And I say that in like the best way. And I also don't say that in a way to like shame or minimize who you were before, because you were a beautiful and amazing person then too, but you were so young and you were like, you were just like such a spring chicken. And like now I just feel like you're so confident. I know that we've worked together a lot and I know that a lot of that has, you know, impacted you and affected you. And I love knowing that. But also like you personally have invested so much in yourself. You've done so much work on yourself. In so many ways, you've moved, you've been so independent. And I think just like watching your experience, you know, your literal life experience over the past 5 years. And then like now you're, like you just mentioned, your career shift and everything over the past 3 years, like you are seriously someone that I think all the girls can really resonate with, especially for the girls who are at your like before stage, you know, and to see, I just think you're someone who's very inspiring to see how you could start to where you could get in such a short period of time, because 5 years might sound like a lot or 3 years might sound like a lot, but in the grand scheme of life, it is such a small fraction of your life. And I just think you have like so much to be proud of. Do you like acknowledge that?
I do. As you know, like self-recognition is something that, you know, I always work on. It's something I never used to do for myself. I would always chase like that next step. So it's like, yeah, I'm here, but like, what's the next level? Like I would never really celebrate in the moment, like each milestone I was hitting. So it's definitely something I acknowledge. And this morning I was actually just like looking at, you know, my growth in business in general and as a person. And I like stood there and I was like, holy cow, like that's crazy. So I did have a pause this morning too. So it's funny you asked me that.
Yeah, I think that it is great to look back on like the whole picture and be so proud and look at yourself from like all the way back then to now. But I also think that it is very important and very overlooked to celebrate the small wins throughout the process. Like even just those 2 weeks of making those 2 weeks of making better habits and healthier habits. And I don't just mean healthier, like nutrition wise, I mean, mentally, like just starting to commit to the thing, to your goals and the things that you want for yourself. Like those little wins are equally, if not more important, because I feel like that's your motivation to keep going throughout the process. And I keep mentioning, you know, from where you were to where you are now, aside from us speaking about it, you share it online, you share pictures, like you're able to literally look at the difference. And I think you've shared such a beautiful transformation of yourself online, and you show all the before and after pictures from where you were to where you are now in regards to overcoming one, your own eating disorder, which is something that we're going to talk about, but then now two, turning it into a really powerful journey with body image and food and ultimately mental strength. So I kind of want to hear more in detail about your personal story and how you went from where you were to where you are now.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, all throughout my teenage years, I was struggling so much with just confidence in myself. I was in toxic relationships, manipulative relationships, narcissistic relationships, as I'm sure everybody on here can relate with in your teenage years. So that really took a toll on my mental health. I would always, you know, he would shame me for specific things, and that ultimately led me into a downward spiral of eating disorder. So looking at food, like restricting myself, you know, not really loving what I see in the mirror, all these things that, you know, we can all relate with here. So that's where it all started, was like my early teens. It got so bad. Like when I was going to college, I was 88 pounds. So I'm 5'2". I'm very petite in general. So I was 88 pounds, and that's when I like fully realized I lost myself 100%. So in that moment, that's kind of where that was my lowest point. My mom was starting to like, Grayson, you really should, you know, what's going on? Like I was battling these things very silently because I'm not really one that shares things either. I'm very reserved in the sense, like I like to handle it myself. And now I ask for help more often, but that's also the mental shift that happened for me. So I was battling it alone. I would restrict food. I went to college and I was the smallest one there. And I was like, people think like I'm 14 years old. Like I looked so small. I was like so self-conscious, like tiny, like just, I remember feeling so frail. And in that moment, that's where I was like, all right, things have to change. That's when I started transitioning into, you know, eating food more intuitively. So honoring when I was hungry instead of restricting myself and being like, okay, to be accepted by these men or by the boys, honestly, in the past, like, or any other female, I had to be skinny. But that's not the case anymore. Like that wasn't the case anymore. So I started eating food, honoring my, you know, my intuition, honoring my cravings, honoring everything. That's when I started to really like shift gears. So instead of looking at food as like something that was going to harm me, it was fuel now. So throughout college is when I really started to heal my relationship with food, my relationship with myself. Over the course of, I would say, well, I'm going to be 26. So from 16 to 21, that was like a huge pivotal time for me. I ended up gaining 10 pounds on my own. I actually hired a coach in that time too to help me just with mentality. And then from there is when things just kept getting better and better. But it really, like, it stemmed from somebody else's views. So the guy I was with in the past, you know, he wrecked my self-confidence. And that's where I kind of started going downhill.
Yeah. So now you hired a coach at 16, or at what point in your life did you hire a coach?
So I hired a coach when I was more in my 20s. So 21, 22. So this was after the fact. I gained some weight. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you. And now you mentioned like, okay, there was a point you were like 88 pounds, and that's when you had this, you know, revelation, and your mom made the comment about, you know, needing to like help yourself. How, I feel like it sounds easier said than done. It sounds like it's just like, oh yeah, your mom let you know, like you don't look healthy. You felt like, okay, I'm not healthy. Let me work on it. Like, was it that black and white, or was there like more like intervention? Like, how did you really shift the mindset? Because you went from one extreme to the next. So I'm sure it didn't just happen overnight.
No, definitely did not happen overnight. I remember, this is also very personal, I don't share this too often, but I think it'll resonate with some people, is at one point I was sitting at after college, I came home and I was sitting there, I was like studying and stuff. My mom actually, she's like, "Did you eat today?" And I said, "No." And it was like 7:30. And she's like, "This is not okay." So she made me a meal, and she was actually almost force feeding me. I look back on it now and I'm so grateful for her doing that and helping me out in that moment. But in the time, I was bawling my eyes out, looking at food, it was literally my arch enemy. So it was very extreme. And there was still throughout the journey, and sometimes too, things will trigger me now, but I know how to handle it. It was really hard emotionally on me because I didn't understand in that moment, okay, food is actually fuel for my body. I need it for brain cells to even study, to get my degree, and to level up in other areas. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm curious. You mentioned you still get triggered now, but you overcome them. What would be an example of a trigger that you still go through now as someone who I would say is totally healed and has a great mindset? I think it is helpful to know that it doesn't mean that you're perfect. You still go through these things.
Yeah. I would say a trigger for me is say for example, I'm bloated. I'm okay. And I know I have to get a bathing suit or something later. We all do this. We're like, oh, let me just eat the smallest meal possible or not even eat. So that's sometimes a trigger for me. Or if I'm doing a photo shoot, I'm okay, I know I need to look XYZ. So let me be, XYZ. But now it's I understand the body and what it does when you eat carbs, when you eat protein, when you eat fats. And it's you need food to actually look better. So now it's it does trigger me in the beginning. So I'm old Grayson would be don't eat. But now it's okay, I shift my perspective immediately. And I'm okay, well, if I want to, if I want to look like this, I will need carbs. So I do need to eat a meal before this. So that's a pivotal moment for me too.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, it's almost like I actually talked about this a little bit in an episode where we did talk about like wellness and body image. So her name is Josie Santi, and she is a wellness editor, and she hosts a podcast called The Every Girl. And so she talks a lot about health and wellness and all different things. And she was saying like one of her biggest things that she advocates for is instead of removing, adding. So I feel like you kind of just like made a good point there when you were like, I know what protein does, I know what carbs do, and I know what fats do. So instead of saying, I need to feel this way or I need to look this way, let me not eat. It's like, actually, if I know I need to look or feel this way, then let me incorporate more carbs instead of fats, or let me incorporate more proteins instead of carbs, whatever the case is. It's like actually adding more of whatever it is by, you know, kind of hacking the system and knowing the way that your body reacts to each thing that you eat, instead of saying, let me just not eat altogether.
100%. And that also goes into like, you knowing yourself too. So I know like how my body responds to things through trial and error. And that's something I also suggest everybody does too, is, you know, feel like, actually ask yourself, how do I feel after this meal? How do I look? How do, you know, how am I able to go throughout my day instead of just restricting?
Do you ever personally, or do you ever recommend to clients to a food journal to pay attention to that?
Yeah. So if you feel like there is a sensitivity or something that is triggering, for me personally, I have an allergy to gluten, dairy, and eggs. So I had to keep a food journal for years. And this was also during the whole like recovery from an eating disorder. My dad also is celiac. So he was like, you're having all of these symptoms. Like my gut was trash, like absolute trash too. So that did not help at all. So I did keep a food journal in the time. So it's like my specific clients do that now. What I suggest is like what you ate today, write it down, see how you feel in 2 days, because the effect won't really hit you until 2 days later, most of the time. So say you eat like a piece of pizza and, or you eat like pasta or something like that. 2 days later, how do you feel? Do you have acne? Are you bloated? You know, do you have a headache? Do you feel lethargic? Like all these things. Now look back what you ate 2 days ago. That's kind of like my rule of thumb that I do with clients. And then we do an elimination from there too.
That is super interesting. It is true, because obviously you're not going to eat a slice of pizza and a pimple is going to just appear on your face. It is going to take time to form. I didn't realize that though about bloating. I thought like if you ate something that you're a little intolerant to, you would be like immediately bloated. Is that not the case?
It could be the case. It depends on the person. For me, I bloat immediately, but I think, you know, in 2 days is where I see like I'm extremely fatigued. I have breakouts, my head hurts, like everything.
More like of the long-term effects. Yeah. Okay. Yes. That makes sense. Unless you have a freaking allergy like me to lobster, where you immediately just start dying. Let's not even go there, but I'm still personally victimized by lobster, which has taken the life out of me 4 times now. I'm not well. And I miss lobster. If you ever want to come back into my life, let me know. But I don't think I'm ever going to try it again, just because I have been so deathly ill that's the type of allergy you don't fuck with. It's not like your stomach hurts. It's like, yeah, I was throwing up until it was straight bile. Like,
oh my God,
it was terrible. But yeah, also I wanted to ask, you mentioned that your dad is celiac and that you have an allergy to gluten, all that. So are you celiac too?
I'm not certified celiac, which is crazy, but and they did like the blood work and everything says fine. But again, going back to like, you knowing your body, I know that like gluten does not agree with me, at all. I feel like absolute crap. I retain so much water. I have headaches. So that's also being intuitive with yourself too. Because I'm not actually certified, like classified as celiacs, but I know I'm sensitive to gluten for sure.
Right. It's not like you're just going to like, you know, you have an issue. So you go to the doctor, you get tested. They say, no, you don't have celiac. And then you're like, all right, fine. I'll just keep eating gluten anyway. It's like, no, your body still, whether or not you are, it's just your body still doesn't tolerate gluten. So.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't want to feel like crap for no reason.
Yeah. Okay. So now we understand your journey from your own health and wellness and body and all of that. But how did this end up becoming your career? Because this was more of like a personal, you know, thing. So how did that turn into you making it, you know, your literal job essentially?
Yeah, it's crazy. When you had this question, I was like, so to be honest, it just felt right. Like it just felt like I was meant to do this. I still truly feel that way as well. I feel very aligned. After years of healing, I was working a 9-to-5 job after I got my, whatever you call it, degree, and I hated it.
That thing, whatever you call that thing. I did not know where you were going with that. I did not know you were about to say that degree. Like, yeah, your college degree that you busted your ass for. Yeah, yeah, that thing.
That thing. So I got my bachelor's degree in business. I was working a 9-to-5 job and I really didn't like it. I was like, is there a way that I could turn this passion and this like intuitive feeling into a career? I was also doing network marketing with you, Vic, during that time too. And that's when I could like, you know, form a little bit of freedom in my schedule so I could dive into this intuitive feeling of like making this a career. So I got certified in nutrition and personal training. While I was working my 9-to-5 job, I was actually getting my certification. So I would like study at work. It was actually, probably looking back on it, I was laughing my ass off about it, but it just felt so right. And that's when it pivoted into, I'm going to turn this passion into an actual way of living and a career. I realized I had so much power and so many things to like help other women with through my personal journey at the same time too.
Wow. And I think it's such like it's such an act of service. Like, I've done this for myself that I know I'm not the only one who has felt this way. I know I'm not the only one who has suffered. So I want to make that impact. And there's all different eating disorders and body image issues. So it doesn't necessarily have to only be that people struggle, you know, eating at all. It could be the other way around. It could be people needing to make healthier changes in their diet that want to lose weight, whatever the case might be. So I think that having your experience and learning, like you just went through so much learning and research and everything else in between that went into it, that I feel like this is more of a labor of love than a job. This is like, yeah. I learned this for myself. And I, of course, I'm giving myself, you know, the best knowledge and the best resources because I want to heal myself. And now I'm going to share that knowledge with you. I think that that's beautiful.
100%. It doesn't feel like a job to me. It actually, like it, I'm seriously so passionate about it. And now that it is my way of life and it is quote unquote my career, it just feels like so right. I feel so, so aligned.
Yeah. It's really good. I want to backtrack too, because before actually getting to the point where you were happy with yourself and confident enough to literally launch this as a career, there had to be a point where you finally went from like being unhappy or feeling like, you know, food is good. You mentioned before how like a lot had to do with your past relationship and the things that you thought maybe boys liked. So there had to become come a point where you went from having that mindset and thinking like, I need to do this for guys or because this is what was, you know, manipulated into my head, to then feeling like you actually like the way that you look and you actually like the way that you see yourself. Like, basically what I'm trying to say is there had to be a middle point before even thinking of making a career, because it all comes with you seeing yourself a certain way. So beforehand, you didn't like what you saw. You had this fear of gaining weight. Then what happened in between that and getting to a point of being like, I'm so confident and so secure that I'm going to make this a career? What was the middle point there?
It's a very good question. To answer it, like, from what comes to my head first is just being so independent and doing things for me. So switching the like people pleasing, like doing things for everybody else, to myself. So honoring, like, you know, getting very in tune with who I am, who I want to become, because, you know, in that point where I was very low, it's like, I know I'm not going to stay here. I've always been very driven. It's like, I'm not going to stay in this position at this version of Grayson. I'm going to do everything in my power to become this version of her. And I think part of that is visualization. So I was visualizing me now, actually, and it's kind of giving me goosebumps, but like, I knew that I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I had to become and take action steps to get to where I wanted to be. And those action steps looked very different in all throughout the journey too. So it's like who I was then, what fueled me, and what still fuels me to this day is who I'm becoming. Like, I fuel myself. I literally, like, I picture myself currently too in 10 years. That's who I'm chasing. That's what I do every day, is I focus on her. What is she doing in that moment?
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. What were some of those action steps? Like, what did make you finally say, like, you know what? I do like the way that I look. Like, I've gained, say, the 10 pounds, and like, I like the way I look. Like, what kind of action steps or mindset, whatever it is, was during that time period?
Yeah. Like, mindset shifts that I had was, instead of comparing myself to other girls or looking at like, oh, like she looks like this. Like, I realized in that moment that there's no two bodies that are the same. Like, how could I have compared myself or looked at somebody else in a specific way when the two of us have two totally different genetic profiles? Like, we are nothing alike. I had to shift my mindset from thinking that my body is, you know, I was depriving my body, to actually shifting, like, my body is a work of art. Like, this is an actual machine that carries me throughout my life. I need it to be on point so I can perform, heal, and get better. So those were two major shifts that I had for myself. And then also turning aesthetic goals into health goals. So instead of chasing after a specific, like, when you are so down with your body image, you're very focused, like, naturally you focus more on like, I want to look this way, right? But what if you turned that into a health goal? So I was extremely fatigued. I was low energy. I felt like crap. Like, I had breakouts everywhere. Well, it's because I wasn't fueling my body correctly. So when you can focus on functionality rather than like the perfect body image and like the perfect shape, like the hourglass figure, like all those things will come if you can focus on health. Like, and when I realized that, that's when like my whole world actually changed. It's kind of crazy now that I'm thinking about it.
That is crazy. I'm also curious, during this time, like, was there a lot of sacrifice that you had to make? Because I know that if you're going to go from one extreme to the next, there's got to be things, aside from like mindset shifts, there has to be things that you get rid of or that you stop yourself from doing. Did you have anything like that?
1,000%. Yeah, there was a lot I had to sacrifice. One of the hardest things was actually the people I was surrounded by. So when you're surrounded by other, let's say, you could say other girls or like just people in general that are very hard on themselves, and they project that, they like say, you know, little things like that you pick up on. Your circle, you are the sum of like the five people that you hang out with. So I was hanging out with five very like insecure, different type of vibe people than I wanted to become. So I had to change my circle. I had to get rid of toxic relationships. I had to get rid of people that would actually strip my self-confidence more because I was working so hard in that time to blossom. Vic, you actually helped me on this too. It's just getting rid of people that weren't really in line with me. I had to get rid of also the comparison mentality. So like I said before, you truly cannot compare yourself to somebody else that's totally different than you genetically. Like we have two totally different bodies. We're from two totally different people. We have different genes. Like you just can't. Like you have to really drop that. That's what I had to sacrifice to. My morning routine as well. My morning routine was never really there. And I feel like having a solid morning routine now is what actually helps me transform even more. I had to sacrifice like going to bed late, scrolling on TikTok, like all these things in the past, or Instagram back then in the days, that would just like strip my self-confidence, my body image. I had to sacrifice that too.
Wow. Yeah, it is a lot of things. It's a lot of physical things. It's a lot of mental things. And I do think the truth is that a lot of people aren't willing to make those sacrifices. And that's why they don't see the change. Why do you think that is? Is it that, like, I mean, you work with so many clients. Like, have you had any, like, pushback or people, like, okay, I'm a great example. How many times have I said to you, like, I need to lose weight or I need to do this and that? And, like, I'll start things, but then I won't, like, fully commit or I won't fully, like, go through. Like, I don't see an end result. So, like, what is it that really holds people back from committing and making the sacrifices?
I think it's priority. Like at the end of the day, it's just, you got to make it a priority. If you want it bad enough, you'll do it. That's where also discipline comes into play more than motivation. I'm not motivated every day to get up and do XYZ things. No, I don't know if anybody really is, but you have to turn it into discipline. So when you start something, don't stop until you finish. Like that's also what I coach on too. Like honor times where you're not really feeling your best and, you know, go through the motions in that point, but remember like why you started, stay on track, like make it a priority. If you sign up for something, or even if it is like, for example, if you do pay a personal trainer, you invest in a coaching program, why would you invest that money and time into something if you're not even going to follow through with it, fully commit to it? Make it a priority. You have to switch your mentality from I have to do this to I get to do this.
Yeah, it is seriously so true. And I also love when you say things that are just so like aligned with everything I've always said, like discipline versus motivation. Like I love that. Like you said it, and I'm like, okay, that's my girl. Like it is true. And it's funny because there's so many things that you have said throughout this episode that relate to things that have been talked about here in completely other ways. There were like a few things that you mentioned, that being one of them, where like I've talked about that same thing in regards to like business and getting like your financial results. So like this should just go to show that you could really apply the same principles that you use in one thing in life that you excel at into everything. So say that you are really like financially disciplined or career disciplined, and like you're a really great entrepreneur and like you find success in that way. Take what you do there mentally and the way that you prioritize and sacrifice there and apply it to this, essentially, to your health, to your wellness. And even there was something else that you mentioned. Oh, you mentioned sacrifice friendships. And I just had Allie on a couple weeks ago and talking about, you know, her, and she has her baby now, and she was talking about her life transformation from where she was before and the mindset that she had around being so scared to even the thought of even having kids scared her, to now like really stepping into her faith and being such a good mother. And one of the first things that she said that she had to sacrifice was the people around her. And so again, it just goes to show that the way you do one thing can be the way that you do everything. It's just about your own perspective and how you prioritize those things. I have been saying for a year now that I need to lose the 10 pounds that I've gained. It might be at 11 or 12 at this point. I don't check the scale, which I have a question about next. I don't check the scale anymore because I don't need that energy in my life. But the point is like, I just have not prioritized it. For some reason, I get so lazy when it comes to committing. And I don't know 100% why, but yes, you are 100% right that obviously it's just not my priority. So I have to work on that.
I mean, there's always an easier way to lose weight, which is, you know, still, it's like, you could get a BBL, you could get these surgeries, but it's like, okay, you could go on whatever diet pill, but it's like long-term, that's not actually going to work for you because it's like, you need to learn the habits, the tools, you know, the way of living, the lifestyle to maintain that throughout your life. And it's all worth it in the end if you can just keep that in your head. Making it a priority now is going to be so much worth it in the end. It's even more worth it in the end because you've learned all of these tools. You've built this beautiful lifestyle that you can actually maintain for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And you don't have to give up food. You don't have to give up having fun. Like, you get to have these things, but because you prioritized it and did it the right way and the sustainable way, now you get to have a little bit of everything that you want. I know Grayson likes her ice cream, like these little things. Sorry, spilled your secret. You know, we get to have these things, but again, it's all in moderation and it's all knowing what works for you and knowing your body and, you know, acting intuitively on that. So I do think that's important. But like I just mentioned, I was like, I don't even look at the scale anymore. I want to know what your like perspective is on this, because I think a lot of girls, when it comes to their health and their weight, they're really fixated on the number. They're really fixated on the scale. Was that something in particular that you struggled with? And, or is that, what's your view on that now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I used to weigh myself every single day. And I would actually take photos of the scale and save it in like an album. This is so crazy. And I would get really excited if I was under a specific weight. So I would quite literally let that define the rest of my day too. So I would wake up in the morning, if I weighed this weight, then I would be happy the rest of the day. If I woke up and I didn't weigh what I was like hoping for, or my expectations at the time were, then I would be miserable. And this actually leads into my coaching now. I don't weigh myself personally. If I do, it's just to, just for the heck of it. Now, honestly, like, I didn't have a scale for years, but this leads into my coaching now. The scale, this is what I tell my clients, is say, for example, you wake up in the morning, you step on the scale, you look at this tiny number that's in between two of your feet. Okay. That number, what are you going to do with that number? Are you going to let it define you? Like, oh, I weigh 130 pounds. Like, this is unacceptable. And you go throughout your day, crap, you know, like being miserable, you're projecting onto everybody else. You're just like in a negative headspace because of that number. It's a number that doesn't define you. It's just a reference. This is how much you weigh. But what you don't understand that goes into that number is your fat mass, your muscle mass. Muscle weighs more than fat. So if you're naturally carrying more muscle, you're going to weigh more. Are you on your period? So are you retaining more water? Did you eat a lot last night? Did you, you know, all of these things you have to consider before letting that number define you. So I say, throw out the scale. You know, like I said before, if you can focus on the function, like the functionality of your body. So how are you performing? How are you feeling? Like, do you feel actually good? The number shouldn't mean anything to you. So if you're able to actually wake up in the morning with energy, you have a clear headspace, the scale, you shouldn't let it define you. You should almost just use it as a tool. And instead of weighing yourself every day and letting it like quite literally control you, start weighing yourself once a month or once a week and start, you know, go down to the point where you don't even have to weigh yourself. You just actually accept yourself for what you see in the mirror, for the beautiful temple that you have in front of you instead of a number.
Yeah. I also think like for me personally, you know, I don't necessarily like, I mean, of course, we all in our way struggle and have like insecurities when it comes to our bodies because we all do want to look a certain way. But I don't necessarily have a bad relationship with food. So maybe I can't fully relate to someone who's like severely struggling. Where I'm getting at with this is that for me, like, I don't go based on the scale. I go based on how I feel in my clothes. And with that, it's like, if something does not fit me the way that it once did, I do not even try. I am not going to try to zip up those pants that clearly don't fit me. I am not going to put myself in an uncomfortable position. Like, I'm not going to go out in a top where I'm clearly squeezing out of. Like, to me, that is the worst thing that you could do for yourself. Like, there is nothing more uncomfortable than being uncomfortable in your clothes. So I think my way of really like gauging, you know, like how I feel with myself is like feeling comfortable in my clothes. So if that means sizing up and that allows me to feel better, then so freaking be it. Like, I can't go based on the scale, because there's been points where like I don't even look like what I weigh, you know? Like, there's been points where I've weighed really little or I've weighed a lot more, and like you can't even tell the difference because you carry it in different places. So realistically, that number, I mean, I've seen videos of girls being like, I weigh 150 and I weigh 150. And these two people look completely different.
Totally and different.
Yeah. And so like, that's why I think for me, like, yes, I've looked at the scale just because like when I started to notice I was definitely gaining weight, I noticed I wasn't fitting in my clothes. I wanted to know like where I was at. And I was like, holy shit, like I gained 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like, though, for me right now, my mindset is like those 10 pounds are a reflection of like getting into a relationship and going out to eat all the time and traveling and like always having to reset. Like, we're always doing something. And then it's like, okay, back to Monday and like, let's start over. And then like the weekend comes again. And like, you know, it's been a lot of that. And we haven't had pure like stability yet and like consistency yet in like our lives. We are constantly traveling and constantly doing things. And like, even now, like, okay, I've been pretty good with what I've been eating, but guess what? Next week we go to Italy. I'm going to eat bread and pasta every single day. So like, you know, it's just like, it's always something. And so I feel like that's the way that I've given myself grace, is knowing like, okay, those extra 10 pounds actually hold like really great memories and really good food. So like, you know what, when it's my time, it will be. And so at least that's the way that like I've kind of come to terms. I don't know if that's the right way to think, but I mean, I love food. And so, and I'm not like eating sandwiches every day. I'm not like carb loading. Like, I'm definitely mindful of those things, but what can I say? We enjoy going out to eat.
Yeah. I think it comes down at the end of the day, like what you want for yourself. And if you are willing to, you know, sacrifice a few pounds for the food that you want to eat, then just accept it. Like, just accept the fact that you're going to do that. And the number is going to go up if you weigh yourself. Just actually accept that. But don't let the scale, because I've worked with women that they come to me and they're in such like a bad headspace with the scale. So it's like that number quite literally defines the rest of their day, like, and the rest of their week. And not to call somebody out, but like my own mother too, like she used to actually struggle with the scale too. And I've helped her with that. Like, then it's just based on your perspective and what you, if you are very numbers focused, then so be it, but accept the number for what it is. Don't let it wreck the rest of your day. Take into consideration what that number, like what goes into that number, your weight, your body fat, your muscle fat index, your water weight, all of these things go into it. So don't just look at the number and be like, oh my God, I weigh 150 pounds. Like, I'm fat. Like, you probably aren't fat.
It is so true. But I want to know, what would be your words of comfort for people in that case? Because I get we could be so technical and saying like, you know, like just ignore it. But think about like yourself, the version of you that was struggling, like what did you need to hear at that time? And what do you feel like for the girls who are in that same position that are struggling? Like, what do they need to hear? Like, what like comforting words can you offer to them?
You're not a number. You're an actual human being. You're beautiful. You have so much that you have to offer besides just a number. That's what I would tell myself, is what, like looking back on it, I wish I could like be in front of her, like while I was weighing myself, and be like, why do you care so much? Like, what you weigh, you have all of these things, you have one body to live in. So make that body an actual temple, like take care of it, treat it with respect, like go fuel your body with good food, like figure out ways that you can feel good without weighing yourself and letting that like determine how you feel for the rest of the day. So get rid of the scale. Like I wish I could tell my past self is just get rid of the scale. Stop fixating on a number. You're not a number. You're a human. You have a brain. You have beauty. You have things that you're going after. So focus on that instead of just a number.
I love that. I love that. Do you have any forms of personal development or self-help, anything that helped you or that you recommend for the girls?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about this morning. I've read a lot of books. I used to hate reading books, to be honest, but three books that really changed my life, they're all from an author called, her name is Brianna Wiest, and 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. That changed my whole life. I also read her book, The Mountain Is You. That's amazing. And then currently I'm rereading The Truth About Everything. And they're all by the same author. They all shift your perspective so much, because at the end of the day, it truly is just a perspective that you have on yourself. And if you can change, and this is for every area in your life too, it's all perspective. So if you can switch it and change a negative perspective into a positive, you're probably going to live a lot more freeing. Everything will just feel more free. So those are three books that really helped. Your mentorship also helped, Vic. As you said in the beginning, you quite literally changed my life and just confidence in general. So Vic's mentorship, I recommend 100%. And then investing in, for me, it was a holistic doctor, because I knew I needed to heal my gut. I had a lot of years of wrecking my gut through restriction, through eating very poorly foods and just crazy processed food. So healing my gut was important. And that is a form of personal development for me, because I go to the holistic doctor, I do my treatments. And at the same time, I'm healing, you know, my mentality around it too. So those are three ways that I recommend.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. Before we go, do you have anything that you feel like you didn't get to share? Any last words of wisdom or advice for the girls that you want to leave them with?
I think last words of wisdom would be, we're all so beautiful and unique in our own ways. So just remember, we have totally different genetic profiles than any other person. Nobody else is you. Not a single soul. So let that fuel you instead of let it wreck you. So turn that perspective into, I'm not like her, into I'm me. Nobody else is me. I'm powerful. I have this incredible, I'm incredibly capable to do X, Y, Z. Nobody does it like you. Change your circle. So form different, you could join different collaborations and things with women that are uplifting and positive. I think that's extremely important too. And then instead of, I guess you could say, comparing yourself to other women, actually support them for their uniqueness, and they're going to do it right back to you too. So when you show love and appreciation instead of comparing and ripping yourself to shreds because you're not like these other girls, just support them for them being unique and them doing what they're doing, and they're going to do it back to you. That ultimately will boost your self-confidence at the same time too.
Amazing. Amazing. Where can all of the girls connect with you?
Instagram is my preferred. So I have two Instagrams, Grayson_Van Dyke, or I have Body by G_, which is more of the business side of my coaching.
Yay. Thank you so much for sharing. And of course, I'm going to have it linked in the show notes as well. Grayson, it was so much fun having you. I appreciate everything that you shared, and I know the girls are going to love this one.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.